Journal entry for July 6, 2026. Please excuse me for journaling the way I do. I am not competent to write commentaries per se, especially regarding anything written by Maria Valtorta. My journal entries, try as I might, are really not about me. I give only one reaction to what I am reading, listing more would be impossible, hoping only that my human response to these words might resonate with your own humanity, and you respond as I have. That's all. If you want commentaries, if you feed on controversy, you are a social media junkie. This is not for you. It never was for me, and it never will be. Take this or leave it. I will not object in any way, though I pray for you all. Another notebook entry from Maria. She and I are on a run. Jesus addresses today's desperate humanity. Hear the echo of his ever-suffering heart? I say to myself, let this tell me of the love he had for me. Do I remember my loves, mother, father, grandparents, other relatives at family reunions, etc., etc., by way of comparison? Do I remember any of it, the past of my life, with any nostalgia at all? Maybe for the events, but for the people themselves? Yes and no. As I get older, however, I find myself reliving the memories more. I think that is approximate preparation for my death. My soul senses something is afoot. Certainly, my exposure to the real Jesus has changed my outlook and my look back. Now, more recently, I am consciously forgiving the people of my past, even trying to forgive myself. The latter is the hardest thing to do. What else can I say? This isn't a commentary per se. Take Jesus at his word for your own good, and you will see. I am anonymous.
The Notebooks, 1943. September 29. Jesus says,
there are always Peters, and there are so many of them. They would like gifts of earthly well-being from me, which I have never promised to give. For I guide you to heaven and not to the things here below. And everything I give you involving earthly happiness is an extra which you do not deserve and cannot demand, and which I give you because 90% of men are so much flesh and blood that without receiving the gifts of this earth, they would all rebel against me. You rebel all the same, O ungrateful children, blaming me for the evil created by yourselves. If only you at least were able to bear with resignation the evil which is the work of your wicked actions, your lusts, and your acts of overbearance, lack of restraint, usury, and deceit. If only you were able to bear it, saying we deserved it, that evil would turn into good for you, for God would have mercy on your thoughtlessness. Yes, if I saw you as humble in admitting your sins, resigned in suffering their consequences, and filial in looking towards me tearfully and with words of entreaty, I, who am the God of mercy and forgiveness, I, who came to seek and save what was lost and who have not lost, and in the passing of ages, atoms of my eternity, won't lose my thirst to bring you salvation and good, would intervene to save you still, making my love and my mercy flood over my justice, which wounds me before wounding you. Believe this, poor children of mine, for having to punish you, having to let you punish yourselves with sufferings created by your hard hearts and foolish intellects, is what constitutes the pain of your Jesus, whose name is Savior and not Executioner, of Jesus, who just to save you worked, with the Father and the Spirit, that miracle of indescribable, immeasurable love, that miracle which made the heavens remain motionless with reverent amazement, which made the abysses of hell tremble with wrath and the race of the stars and the laws of the universe stop for an hour, that miracle which was the going outwards of the second person of the divine Trinity to descend, eternal light, the heart of God, to become a human heart in the womb of the Virgin, and light for men who had extinguished the light in themselves. These numerous new Peters, and the world is now full of them, as never before, when they see that I do not give them what their humanity desires, come to believe that I am not what I say I am, that is, the powerful one. And in the face of this supposed impotence of mine, they judge that it is not worth the trouble to follow me and deny me, just like Peter in that hour when appearances were against me. And yet, my poor children, precisely the hours when, in human terms, I seem to be absent, are the ones in which I bend over my children and work for them. If you did not have in yourselves a spirit contrary to God and often already in possession of Satan, you would feel my invisible presence and my desire to help you. But you flee from me. You prefer to give yourselves to the friend for an hour who seduces your flesh with satisfactions which are sweet only on the surface, but later poisonous in the depths and harmful, like a lethal venom. You prefer to give yourselves, bound hands and feet, to the enemy lying in ambush. You deny not only me, your God, but your dignity as men, your intelligence, which makes you similar to God above all the animals created by the Father, the only ones capable of thinking and acting, not with the rudimentary instinct of beasts, but with an intellectual splendor raising you to spheres very close to us. Oh, this does make you similar to us and not the knowledge of evil. But you always listen to the serpent's hiss and want to know evil too, to be like God. Oh, fools, fools, fools! God in his perfect essence can know evil because evil has no power over God. But you cannot. You are not perfect, and evil does not leave you indifferent when you want to investigate, know, and savor it. Having gnawed on that experience brought the condemnation of man to work, of woman to painful maternity, and of the race to pain and death. But you, still not persuaded, always want that hellish food, and it increasingly evolves in you into accursed works which augment pain and death, efforts, hunger, and every punishment on this earth and beyond. For, I repeat, you accuse me of being the maker of the evil you create, and you curse me for what I am innocent of. You depart from God with wrath, children blinded by your hostility, and you fall into the pool of Satan. You are up to your necks in the pool, and do not want to hold on to faith, a spiritual cable tossed to you, the shipwrecked by eternal goodness. If you had that true faith which I told you you ought to have, no contrary trial could bring you to lose it, and you would overcome adverse events because you would force open the doors of mercy, so lightly closed, which ask only to be opened, and you would jam those of justice, open to punish your misdeeds which, because of our infinite love for you, we wish to close. How should you act with my deniers? What I did for Peter, pray and pray to bring them back to me. It is not up to you to choose a place in heaven. I said so to James and John, and I say it to you as well. But act in such a way as to merit one for yourselves in my heaven by your works. And you know what the works to be done are in order to merit it. You have only to look at your Jesus to know how you should act. Charity, charity, charity above all. To see me and all, your God, to serve one's brothers and sisters as I serve them to the point of the holocaust of my life, to wrest souls away from Satan. Souls, I said. By this I do not mean that you should not have charity towards the bodies of your brothers and sisters as well. The works of corporal mercy serve to prepare the way for the highest work of mercy, which is to provide drink for, feed, dress, and care for the naked, poor, hungry, and thirsty souls of your poor brothers and sisters who have drifted away from my sheepfold or have grown up outside it and are dying in the desert. It is up to you, Christians, and, above all, to you, my loving, blessed, most beloved victims, living flowers that exhale your flower, like spirits entirely for me and will live as eternal roses in heaven. It is up to you, my true friends, to lead the erring back to me, without judging whether they deserve to be worthy of heaven. It is not up to you to judge about reward or punishment. I alone am the judge. It is your responsibility only to bring back, with my own weapons, prayer and sacrifice and, last of all, the word, the prodigal sons and daughters to the Father's house, so as to be able to make God's heart rejoice and fill the heavens with joy over a new sinner who is converted, leaves the darkness, and comes back to light, truth, and love. 2026 05272